All right, welcome to Talk CDL. Today we got R with us. Hey, babe, what's up?
Nothing.
All right, well, I kind of was inspired. That's why I just kind of made us throw the headset on.
Inspiration hits, right?
That's right. We're here at Talk CDL in the studio today. I got Ruth Ann with me today, and everybody knows who I am. Well, maybe not everybody knows who I am, but you know what? It doesn't matter who I am. So check it out. So I'm inspired. Guess what I was thinking about? It's always trucking. You know that. It's always trucking. What do you think I'm thinking about?
Honestly, I have no idea. Your brain goes like 1,000 miles an hour, so.
Okay. Canadian drivers and USA drivers.
Okay.
What I was wondering is, you know how like over the years people go, I don't do New York and I don't do Canada. You've heard that a million times.
Right.
Okay. Wonder if Canadian drivers up there are going, I don't do the USA. You know what? Seriously. I mean, really. I would imagine they do.
You know what? I'm sure they probably do have certain areas that they've heard in the United States that are, or, you know, like the horror stories of New York City and so forth. So I'm sure that there's places that they wouldn't want to go to, yeah.
Well, I mean, I would think. Now, like, for example, when I was a driver, and we all heard the horror stories, especially, we'll start with, say, Border Patrol, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Border Patrol, you can hear, I'm sorry, Border Patrol, when you go in Canada, right, is a nightmare. We all heard about the story or two of the driver that pulls up to the border. And of course, the patrol always asks if you have any guns, weapons, or knives, or anything like that. They always ask that, right?
Right.
And there's been stories of people, you know, kind of just joking around with the Border Patrol and saying something like, well, just a couple Uzis. Oh, yeah, I got a couple of grenades in the back there. And they take that serious. And they've been known to pull the driver around back and literally detain him for hours while they strip his truck out. And I'm talking contents in the trailer, in the cab, everything.
Well, that's because they don't have a sense of humor.
Right. And so a lot of people kind of fear that border, you know, entrance into the Canadian side. And then, you know, I've heard the USA side is actually tougher coming back in.
Well, we have to be tough. And, you know, if you think about it, a lot of our border patrols don't. They lost their sense of humor by the people that come in with ill intent towards the cities or the people in the United States. You know, they come in here with either weapons or drugs or certain things, you know, the aggression. So our border patrols have now taken on a different idea of how to protect us, and they don't have that humor anymore. They just want to be
they
rough.
Never did.
Well, you know, I'm giving them a benefit of a doubt, you know.
No, they never had humor.
Yeah, they might have. It might have been beaten out of them.
Stand back, Nell.
That's the Canadian. Yeah, remember that? Do you remember that show? What was that called? Dudley Do-Right?
Stand back, Nell. I'll save you.
That's what it was. And they're and it's not just the Mounties, you know, the USA. They're, in fact, we've gone through Border Patrol, you know, up and down through Canada, and they're very serious. And so my advice would be, if any of you gals or guys get a load into Canada, do yourself a big favor and just, you know,
don't
probably not a good idea to start joking around. You get the wrong one, you're detained, you know. And look, the really bottom line is, it takes a special person to be a cop or a marine patrol or a water patrol or a border patrol. Those guys do not generally have a sense of humor. So that would be my first piece of advice, Ruth Ann.
Well,
be serious.
Well, here's the thing, is they've taken on the responsibility of protecting us all. So they maybe some of them have taken that responsibility to such a level that they don't want to have any humor in it anymore.
Okay. And Ruth Ann will always be the defender.
I stick up for the little guy.
She defends. As I'm knocking them down, she's defending them every time. Okay, so that would be the first thing that I know truck drivers hate is the border. Now, a lot of them also are under the impression that, you know, the more north you get, which is because they hate the northern, most southern drivers hate northern USA. So
it's cold. That's why we southerns don't like the northern. It's cold.
It is cold. And they don't like the snow, the ice, and the mountains. But you know, a lot
hence goes with the cold.
Yeah, but a lot of them, like when we were when we came down through is that Saskatchewan, the last one before you get into North Dakota? That's all like flat. I mean, that's flat for like 500 miles. There's nothing. There's not even a hill hardly in that area. You remember what I'm talking about? Right there above North Dakota? Is that Saskatchewan?
I remember Alberta.
Or is it Alberta?
Yeah, that's where it was the most iciest. That's where we actually had to stop because the road's closed.
You're not helping me here by mentioning ice. Okay, but it's not really as bad. I don't think that that area is as bad as a lot of Americans think it is. It really, and my advice to anybody that gets a chance to go to Canada, first off, you have to have a permit now to go in. Okay, my advice would be if you got a shot to go in there with your truck, go up there, man. Don't let everybody on the CB scare you. Canada is really not all that bad.
Okay. First of all, I need to say this, Troy.
Go ahead.
You're describing Canada being beautiful in the area from like
The entire country.
West of the Great Lakes. No, west of the Great Lakes.
No, I went over across Niagara.
No, yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's where you're saying about how beautiful and all, and it's take it in. Most of the would go above, you know, Niagara and our Northeast. There's a lot of freight that would go in that portion of Canada.
It's not that bad there either.
It's a little crowded.
Now,
not horribly, but you know, that's probably more of the crowded area.
I hear cigarettes are like triple price up there.
Everything's triple price, I heard.
I'm glad I don't smoke and go to Canada.
Well, I'm glad I don't or go to Canada either.
I'm not trying to give anybody ideas, but I mean, can't you make a lot of money bringing cigarettes up there?
That's the Border Patrol. That's why they're there and don't have that sense of humor anymore.
So now let's reverse it. You're a Canadian and wanting to come down to the USA. Now, you think about it. Now, half of our people don't even want to go to like New York and Chicago. Can you blame the Canadians? I can't.
No, I don't blame them for anything like that, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they feel the same exact... Hey, you know, we need a Canadian to call in. You know that? Interview a Canadian about... What do you guys really think about the USA? Because, you know, I've met a lot of Canadian truckers. I never hear them bitching.
We need to put that telegraph out. De-de-de-de-de-de.
Yeah.
Calling all Canadians.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's I just wanted to talk about that for a second. You know, it's... You know, they're afraid of the borders. They're afraid of the prices up there. They're afraid of the weather. I shouldn't say afraid. American truckers ain't afraid. It's just they don't want to deal with all that crap. Now, here's another thing. You know, this is kind of a weird one, but you can't be a felon and go into Canada. Like, if you have a felony, you can't go in there. You have to literally get what's called a ministry's permit. And the only way to get that is to apply through the one of the consulates. And then they say it costs a few hundred dollars just to apply. And I don't think most of the time you actually get the what they call the ministry's permit.
But they don't want anybody there with coming in with bad intentions. I mean, that's smart when you think about it. Now, of course, you know, some of your felonies are...
Yeah, but how do you know they have bad intentions just because they had a crime in their past? You know, most people have committed felonies, 90% of them haven't been caught. It's true.
Yeah, I understand that. And I understand that, you know, people can change.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
understand all that. They just are stuck in the idea that once bad, always bad, which is untrue.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but anyways, you know, it is what it is. I think there was also a rule, and I really like to check this out. Do you remember Canada used to have a DUI rule? They treated DUIs like they were felonies. So if you were an American and you had a DUI, I think it was like either in the last 5 or 10 years, that also left you out of Canada. And I got to be honest with you, when I was a recruiter, it was one of the best. It was one of the only times where a trucker would stand up and smile and go, well, I can't go to Canada. I got a felony. You don't usually want to admit it. But when if they knew the company was going to take runs into Canada, the first thing they'd say is, I can't go. Yeah. Hey, that felony's an advantage today. I can't get in there.
Well, I got a good way that you can find out if that's still available.
Well, how's that?
There's a thing called Google.
Oh, go ahead, Google for me.
I ain't doing Google. You just told me to shut my computer.
Oh, well, you were making a noise. The mic was picking it up.
No, it was just distracting you.
Oh, yeah. So talk to me. What have you been in Canada? What attracted the trailer was in? Have you ever driven?
No.
You have not? No. Okay. So you and you didn't truck long. So your trucking was mainly in the U.S.
Yeah.
In fact, you were Ohio. You used to run like a lot of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana, stuff like that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you never got to go up to Canada.
No. I think the furthest I went up was, I'm not even sure if I even hit. I think I went right over the border of Maine. But that's about the furthest north that I went in a tractor trailer.
Oh, yeah. You could have went to Newfoundland. Yeah. Poof. Yeah. Would you have gone in? Would you have feared Canada?
No, I probably wouldn't have because, you know, I wouldn't have. I would have made
I'll be honest with you. When I pulled up to the Niagara Falls Border Patrol, and I was nervous just pulling. It's almost like, you know, when even though you're not doing anything wrong and you're driving down the road and there's a cop behind you, everybody gets nervous. Are you going to tell me you don't get nervous if there's a cop behind you?
Only when I know I was doing something stupid.
No, because look, a cop.
I don't get nervous if they're just there. If I was doing the speed limit and I know there was nothing I was doing, I don't get nervous. Now, if I went flying past and all of a sudden he's behind me and I'm like, oh no, I just screwed up. That's when I get nervous.
Yeah, but a cop can pull you over and just make things up. I'm not saying that they do, okay, but they have. I mean, there's no BS about that. They have. But the reason I'm saying is because a Border Patrol guy, he could find any reason to search your truck or detain you if he doesn't like you. So that's why in the beginning we said, you know, pull up, be respectful, and be honest. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they say volunteering things is the worst thing to do. Answer the questions as direct as you can and get through the border, but the checkpoint. You don't want to go and start a big story and get into a conversation and maybe say something to make him go, oh, this guy might be one of those guys we want to check out. You know, the more you talk, the more reason you give them to. In fact, people suspect you when you talk too much that you're up to something.
I knew it.
You know what?
You're always up to something.
Oh, it's my job to talk.
And this is where I think it, you know, the optimist versus the pessimist in the world is. See, I am the optimist.
So your glass is half full.
My glass is always half full.
And I'm pissed off because it had an empty spot.
You're wondering who drank it.
Yeah, damn it.
But that's see, where I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to get nervous when a cop is behind me because unless I was doing something wrong where, you know, very rarely, I try and abide by the laws. So
what,
I don't.
What if you got like a little weed in the truck? Not that I had. I'm just, I mean, would you be nervous?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be stupid enough to have a little weed in a tractor trailer.
Okay, that was a dumb question.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
You're stupid there. But, you know, if.
Would you try to take weed into Canada?
No.
No. Okay, go ahead. How about illegal cigarettes?
No.
Like, I heard they go for like $10 or $15 a pack.
I don't know. Try my friend Google. They're
what
really
is there,
cool.
10 packs in a carton?
I think so.
It's like $100 to $150 for a carton. Imagine, and you could buy them here in the U.S. for like, what is it? What can you buy a carton of cigarettes?
You know what? That might be why their health benefits are paid for, too. Country.
The cigarette smokers are paying for all the benefits?
Well, it's between that and the fact that, you know, they know, so they overpriced it so high that they don't have as much of an issue. I don't know.
Yeah,
right now, how their cancer, you know, lung cancer is up there for a cigarette.
We're not giving advice to take cigarettes up to Canada. In fact, don't smoke. That might be my advice.
I'm the optimist in saying don't do that kind of stuff. But, you know, pessimist Troy's there saying he'd get nervous just pulling up.
I get nervous because I know they're out to get me.
I'd be nervous if my logs weren't right
and
something
I don't,
stupid. Not
well,
whether
my
not
logs, I'm, my logs were never started. No, well, they have electronic logs now, so I wouldn't be nervous there. And that is a good point. Heck, you get nervous when you go near a weigh station. Oh my God, it's on or it's off. But, you know, that's a good point, Ruthann. You know, the electronic logs has got to have given people better nerves because I couldn't tell you how many times I was so worried about a scale house being open and my logs being checked because I used to not start them until like the next morning. That's how I rolled. I was a bad logger.
That's how you rode, man.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's
illegal.
Yeah. I would run. You know what, though? And we'll get into those ELDs as the year goes on because, you know what? I'm interested to see how that's going to play out towards the end of the year. The turning point is December, and it's we're getting down there. I remember about a year and a half ago, everybody going, yeah, well, it's still over a year and a half ago, and Oahu's fighting it. Well, that's not going to happen. It's getting down to the wire now, guys. So y'all, owner-operators and everybody out there, you better start thinking about those ELDs. I know you don't want to hear that, but you're better off getting it changed over soon before it's too late. And I think there's apps and everything you can get now from what I'm understanding, but we'll have to look into that. So anyways, Canada. Do we have anything else about Canada? You know, Canada's beautiful. So if you do get a chance, go up there. Be serious and get in. Behave while you're up there. And you Canadians, when you come down here, I mean, we know we talk CDL is up there in Canada quite a bit. Ruth, and I seen the stats not too long ago. There's a lot of Canadians following us.
That's the good ones.
Oh, it's the good ones. All right. That's the non-felon Canadians.
That's the ones that know what they're talking
hey,
about.
Hey, I wonder, you know, that's a good question. I wonder, you know, not only do I wonder if Canadians hate driving down to the U.S., but I also wonder...
Who wrote the Book of Love?
No, I wonder if they have the same rules. Like, I wonder if a Canadian with a felony can enter into the U.S., the United States of America, with a felony and without a ministry's permit. Do they also have to get a permit to get into our country if they have a felony?
I don't know.
And is it called felony up there?
Like I said, I have a really good friend named Google. And,
yeah.
And they are like so smart.
And you're thinking because it's on the internet, it'll be true.
No. I didn't say
Google
all
never
of
lies. Google's an honest guy. Hey, you know, that'd be a cool CB handle.
Google.
You got the Google here. All right. Well, look, I just wanted to chit chat about that. I kind of was inspired. I was like, well, I got to ask that question to somebody. And you know, when I get questions, I hate to do it with the headsets off. I always tell people come to me, they'll go, and by the way, anybody out there that's got any ideas for a show, you want to be interviewed, you want to come on, you know, save it for the show. That's what I tell Ruth Ann and Johnny Acid and Tyler and everybody. They'll start talking to me about something. I'll be like, hey, don't tell me. Put the headsets on. Let's talk about it, you know. Talk CDL. Ruth Ann, you got anything else? Canada, United States.
It's Canada is a beautiful country, so.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, let us know, everybody. Send us some messages if you're a Canadian, some of the rules about getting into the United States. And anybody's got any really cool war stories about going into Canada, send us your
stories.
Yeah, send us your stories. I'll make a meme or something out of it. Anyways, Ruth Ann, you got any advice? We're going to cut it out.
No, just be safe out there. And of course, you know, don't do something stupid that you're going to be sweating if you end up getting pulled over.
When you say be safe, are you just talking to the United States drivers?
No, I'm talking to every driver.
Oh, she's such a defender. Even of the Canadian drivers.
I am. I'm the optimist.
Huh?
I'm the optimist.
Oh, no. I love Canada. I do. I love the United States and Canada. Beautiful country. Mm-hmm. I love mountains and driving. Remember that trip we came down through the Yukon? Mm-hmm. Alaska, Yukon.
Yeah.
And all the way down through all the territories or whatever mm-hmm. it was. What a beautiful trip. You guys up in Canada, you got it made. Especially in the Yukon. Did you know, we're going to wrap the show up, but I got to give a statistic. Did you know that I think there's like 35,000 registered people in the Yukon? That's it. But there's also over 30,000 known grizzly bears. There's almost a grizzly bear for every human in the Yukon.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? They have it made up there. It's so beautiful. All right. Anyways, talk CDL. Oh, hey, Ruth Ann. One other thing I wanted to mention. Do you remember when we were in Canada and all we seen were those trucks coming down the mountain roads and all the big flames coming out of the mountains and stuff from the oil, the oils, the pumping or whatever the hell they're doing up there.
Refinery.
But those truckers, man, I'm telling you, I never seen truckers run down mountains like those guys. They are crazy, man. So some of them Canadians, they're used to driving in some rugged terrains. But I think there's a lot of United States drivers that are just as good. I think they could rock it. They could rock the 18 up there too, man. Our guys are pretty good.
The main truck that I remember is when we pulled into that one gas station and it was the owner operator and he was pulling his own. It was the heavy equipment.
Yeah.
Where it was it a crane?
Oh, the big oversized guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good stuff, wasn't it? But we see that here in the United States.
Yeah, but that one was pretty wicked looking. That was really, really large.
You know, I mean, we want to pay, we compliment the Canadians, but our boys, they rock the 18. You know that, right?
Okay.
You like my terminology,
rock the 18.
Rock the 18, man.
We need to make a t-shirt.
Rock the 18, 18-wheeler, yeah. Hey, and anybody out there, I'm going to put a trademark on that saying. I don't, because everybody's making t-shirts now. Seriously, I know. I guarantee you, somebody's going to have that on their T-shirt now. Rock the 18.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I should.
But we're going to have ours with the talk
CDL. I got such a big mouth. I should have never left it out.
You Everybody heard him. He just admitted he has a big mouth.
Yeah. All right, advice.
Just saying.
Let's wrap this up. We're talking in circles. Wrap it up.
Be safe.
Be safe. That's such a good advice to Canadians and the United States. Yeah. Hey, everybody, you know my advice to when you're going in and out of the United States, whether you're an American or a Canadian, behave. I'm serious. Just behave, because that's the best advice anybody could give you, and you'll pass through those borders a lot easier than if you honestly talk too much. Seriously. Don't talk too much. Enjoy the United States. If you're coming down, we got some beautiful scenery and beautiful culture, beautiful foods. And I know the Canadians do also. So if we're up there, you guys behave up there too. All right. Peace out. Praise the Lord. Peace.
Night.